Alchemy Elements, Quamish speaking peoples who've been here getting together, gathering, living, sharing stories and music since time immemorial. I am Jesse.
I am Jamie.
That's right. It's both of us back together in the same room.
They said it wouldn't happen, but here it is.
Yeah, the only way I could previously get Jamie to show up was to surprise him into an interview featuring his own band.
It was a great prank.
But now we're back doing the thing that we do, which is sharing local music and telling stories and hanging out. Jamie, how you been?
I've been good. I keep thinking that September will be less busy, but that's a joke.
Yeah. It only gets busier and busier. And to pull back the curtain a little bit, it's getting busier and busier for me because I am in, well, 2 weeks today as of this recording, going to Japan for 3 weeks.
Very exciting! Jesse's going to go see Japanese emo.
Yes, I am. And this is not the show to share Japanese emo, but I can heartily recommend the label Ungulates. They're a Japanese independent label that does a lot of... Whoa, Siri making a special guest appearance. That was fun.
Oh my gosh, stop. What is going on? Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's speaking Japanese to you.
It was wild.
Wow, that's a mixtape first. Welcome to the show, Siri. Stop talking to us, though.
Yeah, shut up.
Not allowed.
Do not want.
This is not the show for Japanese emo, as I was saying, but check out the band Ungulates. And... well, maybe we'll play some emo today. I don't know if we're quite going to get there based on the playlist, but we'll see. Anyway, we do have a whole bunch of brand new music to share with you. And, I mean, since it's been a little bit, some of it's not, like, quite brand new, but it's new adjacent.
New enough.
Yeah. I want to start with what I hope is a bit of a surprise for you, Jamie.
I love surprises. It's the only way I do the show.
What I want to know... is, have you heard the new Open Letters?
I didn't know if it was out yet.
Okay, so the last time that we had new music from Open Letters was, I believe, 2015 or 2016.
That friggin' amazing full length they put out.
Among,
like, maybe my top three, if not number one, favorite local record.
Yeah, 10 to 23, very... functionally titled as their 10th to 23rd songs, released August 14th, 2015. So over 10 years ago, which is impossible to me. That seems highly unlikely. Anyway, they announced that they were back in one form or another and released a track that... Jamie, do you know what this track is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's less surprising, but still fun. You know that anytime there is a ska punk cover of anything, I'm on board. And when it comes from...
A band we love,
I'm even more on board. So this is Open Letters' brand new ska punk cover of Video Games by Lana Del Rey right here on the Vancouver Mixtape.
Get undressed, take that body down. memory, and I can convince myself of anything. Talk to me.
Welcome back to the Vancouver Mixtape. You just heard brand new music from Cursed Words.
Yeah.
Jamie, well, we both love that band. Jamie has a special reason to love that band because they opened for your band at your album release show.
Yeah. But of course, like,
but the reason that happened is because
we know them, formerly Strange Breed.
Of course.
But really loving the Cursed Word stuff that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. They played that song at your album release show and got the whole crowd singing along with the na 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 na's. It's just like the whoa whoa whoas. You got to have a certain amount of na na na's if you really want crowd engagement.
It's true. I do think we need more oi oi's back.
Oi oi oi. Well, oy-oy-oys. I mean, the place for that was maybe in that ska punk cover of Video Games. Sorry, ska punk cover of Video Games by Lana Del Rey is the full title of that track by Open Letters. And sandwiched in there between Open Letters and Cursed Words was April Liang with a new track called Set in Stone. More great April Liang pop punk pop.
She's in
stuff.
Her MGK era.
Yeah, and crushing it. I don't have a ton to talk about our next thing, except, well, I guess I do. New music from Anchorus, and Anchorus has never been a band that has been, like, a huge part of the mixtape, but,
they're pretty, like, stalwarts in Vancouver.
They're
you know?
A huge part of the Vancouver music scene, and also, friend of the show and former CJSF music director Ricky plays bass and sometimes provides some backup vocals in Anchorus. So always happy to hear brand new Anchorus. It's been a while. And from my last conversation with Ricky about Anchorus, there was maybe some uncertainty about whether they would still be doing stuff. And yet, here they are.
Here they are.
They are playing a show the night we're recording this, Saturday, September 20th, at Bully's, as well as headed up to Prince George in November. So it seems like they're doing stuff. So we're going to hear brand new music from Anchorus. This one is called Superposition. Hey, welcome back.
We're back.
The tape. That was crazy. That was Sundress live at Take Your Time. That track, Azul. Jamie, why did you want to play Sundress?
My friend Andy saw them last night. And he's big.
And he is a big fan.
And he is a big fan. Couldn't speak any higher of their performance. So he's flagged Sundress as a band to keep an eyeball out for.
Yeah, and they don't have any recorded music, so we went back to our roots and just played a live recording off of a place where you can listen to live recordings of bands. Pretty rad. Before that, we had new music from Buddy that really scratches that 90s Weezer Pinkerton adjacent sound. Big fan. Off of an upcoming record called Glass, which is out in November. It was many weeks ago at this point. I was going to say a few weeks ago, I played a recording of them live from Catalano, which we watched together. Well, I guess you showed up right near the end of that set.
Yeah.
They played that song and some others. Great, great band. And that was kicked off by new music from Anchorus. That one called Superposition. And now, Jamie, we're going to get to a band who we have played before here on the tape. They have a new record. This is Bloom Effect, who do awesome shoegaze and sort of dream pop stuff.
Love big 80s.
This track is the opener off of their new record, Oscilón, which I imagine is the Spanish word relating to oscillating. But I'm going to have to dig through the dictionary to figure that out. This one is called Luna. I guess I should unmute it before I play it, huh? Let's see how that works.